Welcome to the Q-Tips for Your Ears podcast series. During each session, we will highlight a new topic to improve healthcare quality and patient outcomes. My name is Dee Kaser, and my colleague, Tammy Wagner, is with me today. We are quality improvement advisors for the Great Plains Quality Innovation Network. Thanks for taking the time to join us today. Our topic is C. diff. So Tammy, could you explain what is C. diff?
I can, Dee. Thank you. C. diff is a bacteria or a germ that causes diarrhea and colitis, or in other words, an inflammation of the colon. Most cases occur either when a patient is taking antibiotics or not long after a person has finished taking them. C. diff bacteria or germs are found in feces, or better known as poop. People can get infected if they touch surfaces contaminated with feces and then touch their mouth or touch the food that goes into their mouth. I do want to tell people that C. diff has multiple names. At one time, it was called Clostridium difficile, but a couple of years ago, it was changed to Clostridioides difficile for science reasons. Other names are C. difficile, C. diff, CDI, which means Clostridioides difficile infection. C. diff is what we're going to call it here today, Dee.
Okay. So why is it important to know about C. diff?
Well, first, we want everyone to know that November is C. diff Awareness Month. And the reason that it's so important to know about C. diff is that 500,000 infections are caused by C. diff every year. Nearly 30,000 people with C. diff infection die every year in the United States. 1 in 11 people over the age of 65 that's diagnosed with a C. diff infection die within 1 month, and 3 in 10 people who get a C. diff infection will get it again.
Wow, those are some alarming statistics. Can you explain who is most susceptible to C. diff?
The groups that are most susceptible to C. diff are people 65 years old and older, people who are taking or who have recently taken an antibiotic, those that had a recent hospital or nursing home stay, people with weakened immune systems, such as those that have cancer, HIV or AIDS, or organ transplants, and those that are taking drugs that suppress the immune system.
That is quite a number of people that are susceptible. So how does someone get C. diff?
Well, C. diff is extremely contagious. It's important to be aware of the ways that it can spread. C. diff germs are spores when they're outside of the body. These spores are an inactive form of the germ and have a protective coating that allows them to live for months or sometimes years on surfaces and in the soil. The germs become active again when these spores are swallowed and then reach a person's intestines. Also, direct contact is one way someone who has C. diff can spread the germs to the people that they touch. Indirect contact is another way to contract C. diff. If you have contact with a caregiver of someone with C. diff, they may have picked up the germs and then passed them on to you. Another way is contaminated surfaces. If a person with C. diff doesn't wash their hands after using the bathroom, the germs can spread to others who touch the things that they touch. People may not even know that they have C. diff. The germs can be in the body and not cause any symptoms at all. Even though a person may not feel sick, that person can still spread the germs to others who may develop a serious infection.
Well, Tammy, it sounds like this is something that you want to get on top of right away if you do contract it. So can you tell us some of the symptoms of C. diff to be on the lookout for?
Of course. I will explain first the symptoms of mild C. diff and then go on to moderate to severe infection. A mild infection would be like watery diarrhea 3 or more times a day for more than 24-hour period, and maybe some mild abdominal cramping and tenderness. And I know this sounds like the stomach flu, but this is watery diarrhea. There is no formed stool at all. Moderate to severe infection. is watery diarrhea as often as 10 to 15 times a day, abdominal cramping and pain, a rapid heart rate, dehydration, fever, nausea, or blood or pus in the stool. And this can lead to kidney failure or even death.
Definitely something that we need to try to not catch. So what can we do to reduce chances for a C. diff infection?
Well, we can all be better at washing our hands. We should be washing our hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds before and after using the bathroom and before and after eating. Also, before and after having contact with others, such as when you shake someone's hand. We need to control contact with people that we know have C. diff. If we need to have contact, we should use protective gear if we can, such as gloves and maybe gowns. And then we need to disinfect and clean thoroughly. To do that, we need to use products that contain chlorine bleach to kill the bacteria. Ordinary alcohol-based cleaners and sanitizers do not kill C. diff. Ways that we can try to keep from getting C. diff also include not taking antibiotics when they're not needed. We may go to the doctor not feeling well, and because we want something from that appointment, you know, we don't want to walk away empty-handed, we might really want to try to encourage the doctor to prescribe an antibiotic. This can be a dangerous game we play. The more we use antibiotics for inappropriate reasons or for durations longer than we need to, we keep antibiotics from working well due to resistance. An example would be taking an antibiotic for a viral illness. Antibiotics only work if bacteria is present. People are 10 times more likely to get C. diff while on antibiotics and during the month after. This is because antibiotics that fight bacterial infections by killing bad germs can also get rid of the good germs that protect the body against harmful infections like C. diff. Antibiotic resistance and stewardship is a podcast all in itself, and I'm sure we'll have one in the future, so tune in.
Very true. So this is dangerous, obviously, from what you've said so far. So what is the treatment for C. diff?
C. diff can be treated with antibiotics. I know that sounds weird, but there are some specific antibiotics such as metronidazole, vancomycin, or I'm going to try to pronounce this, fidaxomicin. And these antibiotics are the ones that help to eradicate C. diff infection while limiting disturbances of other bacteria in the intestine.
Yeah, great information. So where can a person go to learn more about C. diff?
Absolutely. Someone can go to our GreatPlainsQIN.org website to find out more, and that would be under the initiatives and improving patient safety. And also, you know, the Center for Disease Control has some great information for people, and that is cdc.gov/C. diff.
All right. Well, thank you, Tammy, for this very valuable information. I'm sure that our listeners will take this to heart and do what they can to help stop the spread of C. diff. And remember about the antibiotics, and don't always ask for one when you don't need it. So
true.
All right. Well, we hope you enjoyed today's Q-tips for your ears session. We look forward to connecting with you next time. Have a great day.